man. On this episode of Mike Crispy on Afraid of the Media, covering up the details of the Trump shooter. We got the black MAGA hat on. It just came in the mail, fitting for the times that we're in, okay? We're literally in the times where it is good versus evil. We are putting on the MAGA hat, the black MAGA hat, the never surrender MAGA hat, okay? And letting these leftists know that we are not intimidated. We are coming. We are taking back the country, and we're not going to let deranged leftist propagandic hopped up deep state asset killers dissuade us. I want to welcome everybody into this very special episode of the show today. And I need you to help us get this party started on this Tuned Up Tuesday by rumbling this video. It is the thumbs up on the browser, it is the thumbs up on the mobile app. You click it, you hit it, you tap it, you share this, and you get us to the top of these Rumble leaderboards because it is the only place that we belong. So, we've got a big program for you today. I'm ready. Producer Frankie's ready. You better be too. Dark MAGA, let's go. Everybody, Mike Crispy here, coming live from New York. It is Tuesday, it is September 17th, and I am joined in studio by the one and only. He's the most bass producer in the game, and you know what? He originated the black t-shirt look in the studio, okay? And he's got his Trump Terminator bobblehead ready to go. We're ready for battle today, Frankie. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, Mike. I thought maybe my Trump hat would be in by now, but it's not, but it's okay. We got the Trumpinator 2.0 riding out with his shotgun.
Yes, that's
He's ready
right.
to rock.
So
shout out.
I got to tell you. I got to tell you. Yes, amazing. I got to tell you guys. I bought Frankie a black MAGA hat as well, but they ship separately, and they were a little bit delayed because they come from Louisiana, I believe, the company that makes them. So Ace is what they're called. So they were shipping out, I guess, because there was a hurricane down there. They were a little bit delayed. So, like, mine came a little bit delayed. And then Frankie's is coming, like, today or tomorrow. So, you know, up until Election Day, Frankie and I are going to both be rocking the black MAGA hat look on the show. So, you know, it's the times that we're in. We got to do it. First time I've ever worn the hat on the air. So this is a rare thing. 483 episodes. First time rocking the hat. Frankie, you know, he's always wearing a hat, but usually it's like, you know, Lucali pizza or whatever, trendy boy over here. But we got a lot to get into today, obviously. You know, we are talking about the deep state covering up the details of the Trump shooting. And here's the deal. They might want to cover it up, but we are going to expose them covering it up. And it makes us motivated to reveal the facts to you five times stronger. Let me ask you a question. If there was this situation where there were two attempts, and again, it's funny because Elon Musk today is in the news because Elon Musk said, well, nobody's trying to assassinate Biden or Kamala. And then the left jumped on it and went crazy. And they're like, oh, like he's making a veiled threat. First of all, why are they getting more crazy about Elon Musk saying that than they are about literally Donald Trump dodging gunfire twice? Like if they were really the objective party of, you know, safety and our presidential candidates not getting shot, they wouldn't be more outraged of Elon Musk pointing out, well, yeah, no one's really trying to kill them. via the fact that they've now tried to kill Trump twice. And not only have they tried to kill Trump twice, like, that's one thing. If the media said, hold on a minute, listen, this is unbelievable. We need to stop this. We need to expose who this person is. And, you know, you would say that a media organization obviously operates and exists to make money. That's what media outlets do. But the problem is that media outlets, when the most salacious stories come out, that shows, that kind of can back up the fact that if they want to make money, they would do this. It would show that that's what they're serious about. They don't print it. They time and time again choose obeying and following propaganda over, okay, over the storyline that will theoretically do what they're supposed to do and that sell newspapers and make money. They're not interested in it. And that shows you that something deeper is wrong with our country. That shows you that they're making more money, because at the end of the day, that's what it all comes down to, that they're making more money from the Democrat machine, again, feeding them sponsors, feeding them advertisers. Again, it's like a pass-through. It's like a show game. You have a big Democrat company that's getting big, kickbacks and advantages from lobbying the politicians to keep them in power. You get that. Then they say, all right, we're going to go to the press and we are going to do everything we can to manipulate the press. We're going to give them a ton of money and we're going to say, we're going to give you all this advertising money as long as you don't print these stories. So that totally destroys the free press system, if you think about it. Because when the companies are saying, we're going to give all this money that's more than selling papers, and we're going to give you this money because then we make more money when we get these Democrat politicians in who listen to what we say when we give them money, well, then you have a dead system. And the dead system is on full display in a second Trump assassination attempt. USA Today is the front page of USA Today. What is it? It says, hope in America. This is USA Today headline. This is the front page of the USA Today. It says, hope in America. And it's some, you know, generic, you know, father-daughter thing. Then you got Dolphins QB plans to keep playing after concussion. TV's biggest night, what you missed. And then on the left corner, it says, Trump saved after shots fired in his vicinity in Florida. In a normal press world that was trying to sell papers and, again, reporting information to the people, and it was based in kind of that good faith agreement between people and free press, then the headline of the paper literally would say, second assassination attempt in as many months on Trump. And it would have Ralph. It would have him in the military fatigues with the Ukraine stuff. And they'd say, what the hell is going on here? But we're not seeing that. As a matter of fact, we're actually seeing worse than them just not talking about it. We're seeing them saying and normalizing things like this. You can put it on the screen, Frankie. This is coming to us from the biggest newspaper in Cincinnati, Cincinnati.com. Trump brings these assassination attempts on himself. Now, these are letters to the editor sent to the Cincinnati Inquirer. But they publish them. Trump brings these assassination attempts onto himself. Could you imagine if they tried, God forbid, tried to kill the Democrat candidates, what they'd be saying about us? Couldn't you imagine the way they would be covering it? You think the newspapers would print a letter to the editor that says, Kamala brings these assassination attempts on herself? You think they would ever do that? That is actually a sickening. It's sickening for me to even say those words, let alone be the Cincinnati Inquirer and decide to print those words. It's disgusting. And would the media ignore ties? Again, shoes on the other foot. Would they ignore things like this? Again, you have the Charlottesville hoax, very fine people, hoax. You have many hoaxes within the last 9 years targeting Trump and people around Trump, forcing people to resign, forcing them to spend millions of dollars in legal fees. Look at General Flynn. The deep state forced him out in the first 2 weeks. They cornered him. They framed him. Mike Pence was in on it. Trump was out. And Trump said he regretted it. It was a mistake. From day one, they were trying to railroad people that Trump put into his administration who were trying to do good. This is the shooter, again, in his costume, Frankie, right? He's always in the costume, always wearing the American flag stuff, always looking, okay, like a like a freedom fighter, okay? And he's in the costume. And who is he with? You can leave that on the screen, Frank. You can leave that on the screen. Who is he with? He is with Chef Jose Andres, okay? And Chef Jose Andres is not only a multi-million dollar chef worth $50 million, not only a prolific Democrat donor and supporter over the years, not only the only restaurant owner in America who got federal grant money to sell lab-grown meat, only restaurant owner in the country who gets that, by the way, millions of dollars in another scam, but also he's a part of the Biden administration regime, appointed by Biden to his fitness, nutrition, and sports council. So he's in President Biden's administration. He's a presidential appointee of Biden-Harris. He's a massive recipient of federal funds. He's a massive and prolific donor to the cause. And here he is pictured with the would-be assassin, tweeted by yours truly, outed and revealed by yours truly. And I mean, that got like 4 million hits on X. We blew that story out of the water. But you know, it's funny. This morning, have I read one newspaper outlet saying, you know, again, they write about me when I talk about Tim Walz, but have we read one story in the press about that? Because they're reading my X account. Because again, every single thing will write about something that I say. If I say something about a Democrat, they'll all write about it. But if I say that dead to rights, they don't touch it. Nobody's touched it today. Nobody's made that connection. I had less views on my posts about Taylor Swift when that was all over the press. I reveal that about the chef, nothing. He's there. He's at a Ukraine demonstration. He's doing like the friendly point. It's not a random chance encounter on a click line. Remember E. Jean Carroll? The damning evidence that Trump knew E. Jean Carroll was the fact that she was in a click line, okay, a celebrity click line where they got a picture together at some charity event or something like that. Doesn't look like a click line to me. Looks like they're both protesting for Ukraine. And as we continue to out who this guy was and who he worked for and the fact that he was obviously an asset to a higher force, it raises more questions than we have answers for. It's funny, the press said something like, I got to get this headline. By the way, Frankie, do you have any thoughts while I get this headline? Because I have to get this amazing headline that was also being published. But what are your thoughts, Frankie?
It's just crazy how quiet everyone's been with everything. It's like you go on Twitter, you could find everything going on, all this Ukraine talk, and nobody's talking about it. Nobody cares. It's just insane. It's so clear.
So here it is in the Washington Post. Suspected gunman at Trump golf course has a quixotic past. Never heard that word. I got a pretty good vocabulary. Quixotic. What is that word? That's the word. Has a quick toxic past. Could you imagine if this guy was, let's say, on the other foot and he was like a Russian recruiter mercenary guy? They'd say Trump is tied with the Russians, this guy is tied with the Russians, and therefore Donald Trump ordered the hit. That'd be the thing. Oh, and he's pictured with members of his administration. They must resign immediately. There must be an investigation. There must be impeachment proceedings. That's what they'd be doing right now. They would say both candidates should suspend campaign rhetoric and only run on the issues and not do any public events until the election because the rhetoric is too unsafe. That's what they'd be saying if the shoe is on the other foot. I don't want the shoe to be on the other foot. I never want political violence. All I want are free and fair elections where we vote at the ballot box and the ballots are dumped onto the counting table at the end of the night and everyone can watch. That's all I want. Democrats like the darkness. And the question is there a greater conspiracy now to kill President Trump? They did it the first time. I said, no way they do it again. No way they do another shot. But I don't know. It's kind of looking that way when you get people who aren't feds talking, okay, when you get like state and local law enforcement talking, they're not ruling that stuff out. It's funny how much more honest, Frankie, you hear like the local county sheriff's office than in the days following the Crooks situation, which again, like Secret Service swarmed on that thing and descended upon it. We got no information about anything and they lied and the feds said that he was a right winger when that was totally a lie. Nobody talked about it. But we're getting the state of Florida, who's really heavily weighing in this. I'm going to give Ron DeSantis credit where it's due. I think he's going to do a good job here. He seems interested in kind of, you know, we'll call it the DeSantis redemption arc. But this is the sheriff of the county, the neighboring county in Palm Beach, where they caught the guy. Here he is. Rolls, Frankie.
There's a guy from not here, all the way to Trump International, realized that the president, former president of the United States, is golfing. And is able to get a rifle in that vicinity. I think that's the question the FBI, the Secret Service, are laser focused on today. Is this guy part of a conspiracy? Is he a lone gunman? If he's a lone gunman, President Trump is that much safer because we have him. But if he's part of a conspiracy, then this whole thing really takes on a very ominous tone.
And Sheriff, you mentioned the witness.
It does. It absolutely does. And I believe that there is a conspiracy at this point. The connections between Crooks and this guy, the similarities, if you will, are quite bizarre. It's never just somebody who was a hermit, who worked a job scanning groceries, and they were connected to nobody, and then they like had like bad social media, and then they just go and do it. It's always somebody who has a very weird history. They're in a BlackRock commercial. They're in a Ukraine military recruiting commercial. They're all of a sudden all over TV and they're talking about him on everything. Like they've dug up CBS footage of this guy. Like literally like they were talking about him on CBS Nightly News as a source. Pictures of him. This guy was in the game. Just like Thomas Crooks, the two cell phones connected to the foreign country. The phone was pinging in all these locations. It's bizarre. Now the question is, will Ron DeSantis in Florida get to the bottom of it? He went on Jesse Waters last night, and I think he's going to wrangle control of the investigation fully. He seems more on the ball than the feds were after Crooks and Butler. Let's listen to what he said.
And so when I heard that this had happened, there were kind of conflicting reports. Maybe two people were shooting at each other. They said, no, this was meant for President Trump. I immediately knew exactly what part of the course it would have been in. So how did this guy get in there? How was he able to burrow in? And yeah, we're thankful that the Secret Service agent, when he saw the muzzle of the gun, fired and caused the defendant to leave. But that guy was burrowed in there, seems like, for the rest of the night. How did that happen?
Right. Thank God for that agent. Thank God for that agent. But that course should have been swept before, and that vulnerability should have been neutralized. When you hear the Democrats talk about this, I don't personally feel that much sorrow or that much sympathy or even regret that this happened twice, Governor. How do you understand that?
I think a lot of what I saw a lot of Democrats attacking Trump today. Really didn't even give this much of a thought. They're just all out with the rhetoric all over again. And look, we'll see what this guy consumed. It seems like he was a consumer of a lot of these corporate media narratives that the Democrats propagate. We'll see. I think that's what the investigation can show.
All right, so we're going to see what happens. And, you know, we'll see how DeSantis does here. I mean, people are saying, what does DeSantis want? Does DeSantis want to be the attorney general? What does he want? Listen, if he does a good job of helping rout out the actual conspiracy that is occurring right now to kill President Trump, we'll give him, again, I was the first one to come at him. Nobody could say, I was the first one to come at DeSantis. We will give him a little redemption if he gets to the bottom of this. Now, last thing I want to show here was President Trump. Last night, he did a X space. And by the way, Barron Trump joined X. Did you see that, Frankie? Barron Trump is now on X, and he debuted his account on this space. I guess Barron Trump is big into the crypto game. And so he did this. Trump did this X space with these like crypto bros. Like Trump is really going hard for the crypto bro vote. But, okay, he was scheduled. He was there. He was doing it. And he talked about the assassination. These are in his words, if you missed it. Because, again, the media didn't report this. This was on an X space. Here is how Trump outlined it and talked about it. Roll, Frankie.
And, all of a sudden, we heard shots being fired in the air. And I guess probably four or five. And it sounded like bullets, but what do I know about that? But Secret Service knew immediately it was bullets. And they grabbed me and I think probably the other one, Steve, is one of the people, Steve Witkoff, a great friend of mine, a great great businessman from mostly New York and Florida, great businessman, and more importantly, just a fantastic person. So we're in the group, and everybody just, we got into the carts, and we moved along pretty good. I was with an agent, and the agent did a fantastic job. There was no question that we were off that course. I would have loved to have sank that last putt, but we decided, well, let's get out of here. And what the gunfire was actually, interestingly, was a Secret Service agent had seen a barrel of a AK-47, which is a very powerful gun, rifle, and he started shooting at the barrel, started shooting in the bushes.
Wow.
Could only see the barrel. How good is that, right? But could only see the barrel. Based on that, he started shooting and ran toward the target and was shooting a lot of, I mean, those were the shots we heard. The other one never got a shot off. And he ran across the street.
So you hear Trump there talking about it. And obviously, I mean, just the way the guy talks about it, I mean, he you know, he's quick to like talk about his friends and his friends being safe and how he wanted to keep playing the round and, you know, how good the Secret Service was that they saw the AK. I mean, I have been told from sources close to Trump that basically when it comes to all these attempts on his life, I said, how does he feel about these things? Like when you talk to him, like what's like the, you know, he's not really, I mean, you could say not taking more precautions. I mean, there's more people around him, but you see him like stepping out of the bulletproof glass. You see him refusing to not play golf. And he's basically saying, and this is what he said, is that I'm not going to live like this. I'm not going to live in fear. I'm not going to live in this state. I'm not going to allow these people to do it. And at this point, if they kill me, so be it. But I'm not going to live like this. And I think that's a very bold and courageous example to set. It's exactly like direct quote of what I heard Trump is saying to people around him on this who are concerned for his safety. And I commend him. But of course, we call on the Secret Service and the government to give President Trump the utmost protection, because at this point, I think it's deep state versus people around him who were loyal to him in the Secret Service. And you basically have deep state, leakers, Homeland Security, Mayorkas, and then you have the apparatus around Trump, which is seeking to protect him. And the question is, how will that battle play out in the next 50 some odd days? MAGA hat, baby. We are keeping it on. Not every day, proverbially, not literally. I got it. This hair looks too good. All right, we're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back with so much more. Do not go anywhere.
Hair's too good.
Hair's too good. I can't wear the hat every day. You know, MAGA hat stays on in the proverbial sense. But how good does this hat look? How good is this hat? Hat looks amazing. This is from the official Trump campaign. So if you go to the Trump campaign and you just donate to the Trump campaign, you can get a MAGA hat. So I did that. I made some donations and I got a hat for me. I got a hat for Frankie. And we're gonna wear them leading up to the election. Well, you know, this is not the last you'll see the hat, but I just couldn't resist today. I got it, I was gonna save it, but I just couldn't help myself. Guys, make sure you rumble this video. Make sure you guys share the stream out. We appreciate it. And make sure you guys show support for our sponsors, okay? And the first sponsor of our show today, guys, Armor Colostrum. Try armor.com/LFATV. Guys, Armor Colostrum, all natural. It's amazing. Producer Frankie's own fiance takes
wife.
It. And again, she is extreme. Oh, wow, his wife now. You know, it's funny. I'm in like, I've like read this script to myself a million times. Think about that. Armor Colostrum will even get you married. How about that? It'll even literally lead to your life improving so much that she's gone from fiance to wife because she started taking Armor Colostrum. There you go, guys. Armor Colostrum. Tryarmor.com/LFATV. Here's a word from them. Roll it.
The biggest benefit, honestly, has been with my skin. Skin was more hydrated, more radiant.
This is the best superfood that you could take.
It has all the essential nutrients you need for your skin, your gut, energy, focus, mood, performance.
My hair has gotten so much thicker ever since taking this.
I used to have a probiotic, a green juice. I replaced it all with this Armor Colostrum. It is amazing.
You gotta take it.
If you wanna try it, try armor.com.
Hey guys, go to tryarmor.com/LFATV, 15% off right now. Okay, now we're from our next sponsor, very important, great sponsor, and they are our friends on over at My Vital C. Guys, if you're over the age of 35, and like the typical American, you start to feel tired around noon, and your ability to focus just keeps getting worse as you get older. You know, you probably tried coffee, you probably tried tea, or even those disgusting sugary drinks that promise energy, but then you crash. I don't even want to talk about how that makes you feel. By the end of the day, it's horrible, it never works, it makes you feel jittery, it's no good. I can pretty much guarantee that what you're seeing on the screen right here, you've never heard of, you've never done it for energy. But if you need the energy, like so many millions of Americans who don't get enough sleep, who aren't feeling good, well then you need the My Vital C, baby. Listen, the ancient Italians, okay, they had it right. What powered our society to build the greatest things you've ever seen? Olive oil. And that is my vital C. It's got two ingredients, okay? And olive oil is one of them. It's olive oil and a powerful nano oxidant, 125 times more powerful than vitamin C. It's called ESS 60, okay? ESS 60 plus olive oil, nice, beautiful glass bottle, okay? No plastic, glass bottle. Everything in glass is better. Boom, my vital C. It will have you feeling amazing. It is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Just go to myvitalc.com/LFA right now. That is myvitalc.com/LFA right now. And on the page, you will find a coupon code to get an additional 15% off. Oh, sorry, $15 off your order. $15 off your order. MyVitalC.com/LFA. Let's go, Frankie. And make sure you guys go ahead and check out our friends at the LFA TV store, guys. LFATV.us. Go become a monthly donor. Go get this incredible gear. Go get this incredible merch. It's so incredible. The t-shirts, the hats, the mugs, the Rise Up Coffee. Go shop today at the LFA TV store, especially 50 days heading into the election. You got to be trendy, as they say. Okay, MAGA hat, trendy. LFA store, trendy. Let's go. Okay, Frankie, how we doing?
Oh, we're doing fantastic, Mike. I'm ready to rock.
All right, let's roll back into it, Frankie.
Log, we just spent 20 minutes talking about where we got the hat from. You know where we got the hat from. Go back 4 minutes. All right, we're on in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here, coming to you live from New York. It is Tuned Up Tuesday, and we are talking about, obviously, the way that the left-wingers have covered up Ryan Routh, the Trump assassin, would-be Trump assassin, and all of the details following it. But this is a troubling trend where it seems like the media is becoming more hysterically bizarre in the way they carry out Democrat propaganda and not actually speak the truth. Now, obviously, the number one story before the attempted assassination on President Trump's life, the second one, was what was happening in Springfield, Ohio. Now, President Trump has the ability to dominate the media narrative. And I said this when I was on Timcast last week, was that, remember in 2015 when Trump said, we need to build the wall, they're bringing crime, they're bringing drugs, they're rapists, and some, I assume, are good people. Remember that line? And that got all the attention. Everyone first said he was crazy, and they said it was unfounded, and they said it was racist, and they said all these things. And now, years later, everyone is actually saying Trump was right. That's what Trump does. He dominates the cycle with a Molotov cocktail into the zone, getting everybody to talk about it, whether it's a joke or whether it's serious or whether it's outrage, but all eyes focus in on it. And I have noticed since Trump brought Springfield to the national debate stage by talking about eating the dogs, that it is now blowing full open of the deep-seated scams that are going on in Springfield, Ohio. It's not just the dogs, eating the dogs and the cats, which, by the way, of course, should be met with life sentences or worse. But it is also the way that the government has, in a very strange way, colluded with NGOs bringing in these migrants and the federal government to relocate them and pander to them and treat them better than the citizens of Springfield. This is a billboard in Springfield. Why did they put this up? Why is this here? This is in Springfield right now. You go to Springfield, Ohio, report hate crimes. And then they also have on the other side it in Creole. Now, my question is, why do they have a billboard in Creole? Was it even the intention of this billboard to advertise to English speakers? Or did they say, well, we just can't have a billboard that's only in Creole, so let's put half in America, half in English, half in Creole, but we know what this is about. This is a dog whistle to the Haitian migrants saying, hey, if any of these residents of the town in which you have overtaken say anything or look at you funny, report them. We'll come harass them like we did people who walked through velvet ropes on January 6th. The people of Springfield are seeing their town ripped out away from them. And since President Trump brought it to the stage, there have been dozens of people who have made their own videos about it. Not an isolated case. Dozens of people show up to city council meetings. Dozens of people make viral videos now on the internet. There are the 911 calls that are being released. And then, you know, it's funny, Frankie, is that this whole thing was made at the debate about the city manager. Okay, well, the city manager said, but it's being proven also, and we're going to get to it in this segment here, that the officials in Springfield are in on it. You always wonder, do these people just hate the country? Why does it seem like they're just doing things that run counter to what the people need and want? It's common sense. We're not taking these people into our city. It's not racist. They say, oh, we're not going to do this because we don't want to be racist. But in reality, there's a deeper, more scandalous meaning behind all of this. But first, these are the people who are making the videos, who are outing all of this. Here is a man in Springfield talking about what's going on. Again, these are the people who are not on the payroll who are revealing the truth. Roll us, Frankie.
So I live in Springfield. There's the water tower. A lot of people are asking what's really going on here. And I can tell you that 3 years ago, we had a very large population of stray cats, and now they are gone. You don't see any cats. Our visitors are kind of violent, you know, and you'll see them threatening people. They've threatened my family with machetes. It's not a safe place. Most of the stuff that the people are saying to City Hall are true. If you put two and two together, you can figure some stuff out. But it's definitely not somewhere you want to be.
And these are the forgotten men and women of the country who are the victims in all this. There is a special place in hell for the people who get elected and then sell out people like that. That's the Trump voter. Not the caricature they paint in the coastal cities saying, oh, they're these, you know, racists. No, it's people who have had their communities ripped out from under them and destroyed. And now, under Biden and Kamala, it's in hyperdrive. And you're probably wondering, how does this happen? Here it is. This has been revealed. This is the money trail. The mayor of Springfield, Ohio, is making millions of dollars by replacing a third of the population in his town with Haitian migrants. Take a look at what's going on. Take a look at who owns these homes that they're putting the migrants in. You know what happens in Springfield? This is what happens in all these towns. Again, I know because I'm in Jersey. I know how it works. We're like, you know, politicians are also allowed to simultaneously be lobbyists, and they're simultaneously allowed to own companies, and they're simultaneously allowed to get contracts from other elected officials. That happens in New Jersey, and I know about it because I'm in the middle of it. I see it. But in Springfield, it's on steroids. The mayor of Springfield, okay, you can see here, Rob Rue, he owns a company called Littleton, okay? And Littleton owns 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, at least 7 residential properties in which migrants, multifamily properties, in which migrants get relocated into. Now, when the migrants get put into these properties, who pays the bill? You do. The federal tax dollars pay and subsidize the rent. So they pay it at the full amount, the full asking price, which is, by the way, probably more money than what's available on the open market. Because again, a place like Springfield, Ohio, who really, you know, it's like dilapidated, it's fallen on hard times, you know, places like that because of, you know, Democrats and NAFTA and these things, you know, they've exported jobs. People aren't living in these towns anymore. So a mayor comes to power, buys up almost 10 multifamily units, goes to the federal government and say, we will take these people that make chaos for our citizens, but our citizens aren't making us any profit. So I'm going to buy these properties, charge the government X, make all that money. And now the mayor of Springfield, again, a job that probably pays 20 grand a year, the guy now makes millions of dollars because he controls where the migrants go. And then you got to be good to your clients. Those are his clients. You got to help them go to the local DMV. You got to help them fill out that paperwork and get those 45-day driving permits, which are now, there's video footage that's arising of the migrants because they don't know how to drive because the roads aren't the same in third world Africa as they are in America. It's not racist. It's just fact. They're running. They're crashing into people. They're killing old ladies. They're killing people, getting their mail in mailboxes. This is real. It's funny. That's actually as bad as eating the dogs and the cats. And they're doing that in between. The Haitians, it's just part of their culture. And all I have to say is that it's not racist or wrong to say that different strokes for different folks. Different cultures are incompatible. You know what you get when you mix them together. It's not racism to say that when you take somebody from a third world African country and just drop them into America, it's not good for either one of them. Because those people aren't used to the American way of law and the systems and all this. They're not saying, I really want to get to America one day like our ancestors did and assimilate and work and become a business owner and become a contributing member to society, learn how to speak English. That's great. I'm all for it. You can't call someone a racist when they're all for that. But then they say, wait a minute, I just think that dropping people from a third world African country and helping them get into the country in suspicious ways and paying all, it's just bizarre. It's just bizarre. Yes, Frankie.
No, I'm just laughing. It's not, Haiti's not in Africa. That's why I'm laughing. But yeah, I get it. 100%.
Well, they're sending them in.
I understand.
From not just Haiti, but over 100 different African countries. So yeah, you're right, Frankie. Haiti's not in Africa for those people. But they're sending them in from over 100 different African countries as well.
Also, like, let me just say, it's yes, just Haiti, a fact, like yeah. Haiti, you know, it's like 90%+ of the population, their religion is witchcraft. It's just a fact. And in that witchcraft, they sacrifice not only cats and animals, but also humans. It's like, what are we even thinking is going to come about? You know, it's like, it's pretty obvious when you look, when you just know what goes on in these places. It's just, it's obvious.
And you know what's amazing is that all of the evidence is out there for, again, the most salacious, the most tuned into stories, the most obvious example of Trump was right. But the media isn't interested in that. No, they're interested in continuing to double down and lie and attack and actually do more false flag type things to make Trump look bad. And this is the latest of what they're doing with Springfield. Look at Dana Bash, again, Shady Vance. Listen to this interview, and then we're gonna tell you what happened.
Nobody is disputing that the town of Springfield, Ohio needs help. But you're not just a bystander, you're the senator from Ohio. So instead of saying things that are wrong and actually causing the hospitals, the schools, the government buildings to be evacuated because of bomb threats, because of the cats and dogs thing, why not actually be constructive in helping to better integrate them into the community? Because there are a lot of employers there who...
Bing. Okay, so you can stop it right there. Dana Bash blames J.D. Vance and President Trump for these bomb threats. Now, here's my thing. If you're going to investigate as a reporter where bomb threats come from, probably a good thing to do to say, to look up before you go and say it and accuse a major party of it. Again, she's accusing J.D. Vance and President Trump of these bomb threats in Springfield, but they don't accuse Biden and Kamala of inspiring two assassins. When there's more connections to that than there ever was to these bomb threats. And then the truth comes out about the bomb threats. Oh, and what do you know? Foreign actors calling it in, and it is debunked by the governor of Ohio. Listen to this. Roll it.
At least 33 separate bomb threats, each one of which has been responded to, and each one of whom has been found as a hoax. So 33 threats, 33 hoax. I want to make that very, very clear. None of these had any validity at all. We know that people are very, very concerned, and we have taken some actions, and in a moment I'll let Andy Wilson go into more detail. But we've moved resources into Springfield. So I want to say to the parents in Springfield, these hoaxes, these threats have all been hoaxes. None of them have panned out. We have people, unfortunately, overseas who are taking these actions. Some of them are coming.
And you think for a minute? I mean, it's obvious, Frankie, what's going on here. It's so obvious. You know, they clearly do it to cover their own tracks. What about the pipe bomb on January 6th? Anybody find out who did that? Obviously, the bomb threats are being called in from somebody who wants to help Democrats, obviously. It's all a hoax. It's kind of like, again, this is what they do. They run these hoaxes. Like when they were trying to cancel me with like some things, like, you know, whenever they come at me on X, they say, oh, we're going to come to your house and we're going to do this, we're going to do that. We publish your social security number. Like they say all these things that are just empty threats to get people to go crazy. It's a tactic of the left. Oh, but then when there's actually someone trying to carry out something and kill a president, that is just a totally coincidence, circumstantial. But these things are happening all around our country in small right-wing Republican towns. And you better believe they want to make these people voters. That's what's coming next. Because again, it's not just in Springfield, it's in cities all around the country. Springfield is just a massive example of it. Again, because Trump broke through the narrative with it. Here is yet another example of it. Roll, Frankie.
Migrants first started arriving in early 2022. The traffic has picked up. On December 28th, Whitewater's police chief and city manager wrote a letter to the White House. They're asking the Biden administration for help as this city of about 15,000 handles an estimated 800 to 1,000 migrants.
I'm not going to lie, we did close for 2 weeks at one point just to sort of reassess how we were serving the needs of everybody.
Christine Zabios, director of the community space, says there was not a huge increase in visitors, but they were seeing a lot of people with no idea how the space works.
Sometimes we felt that we had people who were maybe taking more than they needed just because they didn't know they could come back.
For the city, the strain was more severe. The letter states police are struggling to watch the entire community because they're seeing three times the number of unlicensed drivers. Then the city says it bought, quote, costly translation software so police could communicate with migrants when handling traffic cases up to more serious cases, including sexual assaults and the death of an infant.
We have a broken legal immigration system.
Do you see what's going on here and how bad this is? All of this money that could be used to clean up a dying country is used on this. And it will keep happening as long as crooked politicians like the mayor of Springfield keep taking money. And the Democrat Party, the leaders, Kamala Biden, they just do it at the grandiose scale. This is what we're up against. This is what Trump has exposed. This is why they keep trying to take his life. And this is why, I'm just going to say it at the end of every break, the MAGA hat stays on. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Do not go anywhere.
They spent money on translation software. It's like, okay, no license, no ability to speak English, straight to ICE. Am I wrong? Straight to ICE. Send him back.
Oh, you're a racist, Frankie. How dare you? I'm telling you, this is, and again, they use that term in the media to scare people from talking about the obvious reality. And then by the time it's too late, your country's gone. Nothing you can do about it. It's so sad, guys. It really is. You know what's not sad? Our sponsors that make this possible, they make me happy because they're so great and so supportive. And our sponsor, OFB Farms, is absolutely amazing, guys. Go to OFBFarms.com right now and go cash in on this amazing, smells amazing. Listen, I'm not just saying this. I just broke out a new bar of OFP last night.
Same.
Finished a bar, started a new bar. They all have a new, you know, different kind of like really nice, beautiful smell, different colors. So I broke out a new bar last night and I said, I can't wait to talk about it. Guys, OFBFarms.com, new fall special for this week only, 25% off your order, 25% off your order, OFBFarms.com, promo code Crispy, okay? Guys, you could create custom boxes. You guys see the boxes? They got all different types of designs and all different types of stuff and different types of, you know, lip balms, lotions, soaps, etc., different scents, and it's all made from goat milk, okay? You guys know goat milk is naturally nourishing and it's healthy and it helps replenish dead skin cells and it's much healthier than that chemical concocted shit that you're buying off the shelves from companies that hate you, okay? So there you go, guys. Make sure you go to OFBFarms.com and use your promo code Crispy for 25% off your order. Go do it today, and we appreciate everybody who supports them. Go get your custom box and go get the soap. Go get the lip balms. Let's go. I love them. I use them every day, and I say, what a nice sponsor, as I'm cleaning myself and smelling good. And now another amazing sponsor that we love, and those are our friends and over at Genesis Gold Group. Let me tell you guys something. We have dealt with people personally who have been involved with Genesis Gold Group, and they handle it amazing, okay? They are the best. All these people trying to sell you things. A lot of the gold companies don't even give you real gold, okay? They give you a piece of paper that says you own gold. You want to buy real gold, real silver? You go to Genesis Gold Group, our friends there. Guys, they're good people. They're faith-based people. They're smart people. They're cunning people. They're the most brilliant people, okay? Got the MAGA hat. I'm starting to. So You go there right now. They've been the official gold company of Mike Lindell and so many other great Patriots that you know. They're great folks. And if you go to the website right now and fill out the form on the site, you'll get a free gold IRA and investment guide. And they will walk you through the process, no obligation, no hassle, but walk you through the process so you can start saving and investing and diversifying your money with gold and silver. You guys know that as inflation goes up, the value of the dollar goes down. You're leaving the money in your 401k, your retirement account. That's losing value over time. Not good. Gold is how you hedge against that. And literally, even members of, you know, mine and Frankie's family are getting gold, okay? And go to talk to Genesis Gold Group. So they do a great job. GoldWithCrispy.com and also CrispyBar.com. Guys, CrispyBar.com right here. You see this thing I'm holding? This is solid silver, baby. They got them in solid gold, solid silver. It's called the Prepper Bar, but we changed the name to Crispy Bar, okay? Sounds appetizing, but it's got a lot of value, okay? So don't eat it. That's always the joke. Ha ha, don't eat it. CrispyBar.com. Go there right now and you can just buy it. Gold and silver bars like this in my hand, really cool. You can break it off a piece of that crispy bar, and it's in different gram sizes. You love it, Frankie. Okay, beautiful. We're doing great on the show today, guys. We appreciate everybody tuning in. We appreciate a great audience. 2 days in a row of amazing live audiences, so we're very thankful for that. And make sure you guys also go to rumble.com/crispy, where we're going to be launching our Locals content. You don't see anything there. Everyone's like, how do I subscribe to the Locals? How do I do it? Guys, it's not set up yet, but it is through rumble.com/crispy. So if you could all do us a favor right now, rumble.com/crispy, and go there and subscribe if you haven't done it, okay? Please and thank you. We need to get to 10,000 subscribers in order to, you know, really launch and be great. So we're over halfway there. So guys, please just click it if you're watching. I see 2,000 people watching. If you could all just go click it and do it, it would mean so much. And we'd be very appreciative of it, because we're gonna start great Locals content very soon to help get this show on the road. There's so much to talk about beyond the show that we don't have time for. That's what Locals is gonna be, and we're gonna take your calls, we're gonna do live audience interaction. It's gonna be huge. Okay, that's enough for the Trump impressions. Okay, I'll leave that to Sean Farish. People are saying, Mike, where's your suit today? Blah, blah, blah. Guys, I went with Dark MAGA, okay? I went with the aesthetic today. Like intent, like I went with this look. Okay, so this is my look. So I, you know, the suits are great. They're minted, they're pressed, they're beautiful. And
they're minted.
But we're wearing this look today. It's a rare look. So they're minted like some gold bars. So all right, guys, let's get back into it, Frankie.
All right. On in. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here. You know, it's amazing as we continue to talk about the Democrats and the way that they have responded to the Trump assassination attempt, another one. It's amazing how they continue to spurn off the disgusting, disgraceful rhetoric that got us here in the first place. Yesterday, President Trump's campaign put out a statement with over 100 examples of left-wingers calling for violence against President Trump. It's amazing because if President Trump even says the slightest thing, they twist it, they contort it, they chop it up, and then they say, oh, it's violence, it's fermenting violence. When Trump always is calling for peace, even on January 6th, he called for peace. But you tell me this, how is Hillary Clinton going on TV the night after another Trump assassination attempt and saying these words? Again, these people know no low. No, N-O, no, K-N-O-W, low, L-O-W. No, no, low. Little grammar lesson for you. Boom, roll, Frank.
You know, journalists should, you know, really try to achieve objectivity. And by that, he said, I mean, they should cover the object. Well, the object in this case is Donald Trump, his demagoguery, his danger to our country and the world, and stick with it. You know, they were merciless about what they saw as President Biden's, you know, problems in the debate and calling for him to.
So you see there, he's a demagogue. He's a threat to the system. And Hillary Clinton keeps on the same tired rhetoric. And then they blame Trump for it. Does Trump need to lower the temperature in the wake of him getting shot at again? Almost saying that if they did shoot and kill him, that it would be his own fault. You know that's what these sickos would be running with if, God forbid, it happened. It tells you that, again, you cannot rationalize with these people. This isn't your father's Republican Party. These are people who are knowingly seeing what Hillary Clinton and the left are saying and still choosing to say, well, we need to be in the spirit of bipartisanship like we were in the 70s and the 80s. Guys, those days are over. Those days are so far gone. And any Republican who doesn't call it out and talk about it at this point, they're in on it. They are just hoping that Trump stays okay, but goes away. That's what they want. They want him to just kind of fade off into the sunset so they can get back to people not paying attention anymore. That's what they want. They want people to just not pay attention anymore. They don't want the hats. They don't want the podcast. They don't want you. They want people to not care so they can control your taxes, which again, you have no choice but to pay those taxes, so they control your tax dollars and spend them. You don't really care because you're not really interested in what's going on. That's what was going on before Trump. And they hate it because military contractors and federal grant money programs have now been really upended forever because of the exposure that Trump has brought to the whole system. Hillary Clinton rejects that. That's why they can't say the words, we need to lower the temperature because this is too crazy. It's getting out of hand. This is sick. And they'll try it. I mean, I think they're going to try it again. They'll try it again in some other form. I mean, at this point, Frankie, what else are they going to try?
Yeah, no, 100%. They, I mean, they've been basically proverbially, help me out here. They've basically been shooting at him since 2016. Just now it's with bullets. Put it that way.
Like, it's obvious that when the press is 90% negative against Trump and they say all these words and these buzzwords and it's repeat all over every single night on TV, you're going to get people like Ralph, okay, radicalized. Now, he was an asset, obviously. It's obvious that he was an asset. But what isn't confirmed yet is like, okay, he was an asset, but did they order him to do it? Or did they radicalize him as an asset and then it spurned out of control and then he went and decided to go do it himself? I mean, both are really bad situations. We're going to keep following it. And we just pray that President Trump stays out of harm's way for the next 50 days, gets back in, gets full presidential detail, and this country is healed once and for all. Because we got a broken system right now. It's disgusting. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to wrap up the show. Do not go anywhere. We're going to get that right. That's a Mike Crispy word, though. That's a Mike Crispy word. Good try. I say good try, Frankie. But you did get me on the Haiti, you know, I was conflating Haiti and Africa. So you did get me on that. So I got you on that. It's okay. So guys, thank you all very much for joining. We love you and appreciate you. And we love our sponsors. Guys, our next sponsor, collect45.com, the Dizme Coin Company. Guys, head over to collect45.com right now for 20% off your orders with promo code CRISPY. Guys, you see all these amazing coins that highlight President Trump's now historic 9-year run in politics. They have all different coins, and the beauty of it is they're in real gold, real silver, and real copper, so they have value. So you can collect all of your favorite moments from President Trump. Collect45.com, promo code CRISPY today. Okay, they got the Fight coin, which has been the hottest seller. It is now shipping nationwide. So guys, collect45.com, promo code CRISPY, and you guys know as these things keep happening, Collect 45 continues to tell the story of printing 2 new coins every single month. The owner of the company is a great guy. I know him. His name is Byron. He's a great patriot. And he has been amazing in minting these and printing these and giving great deals. And the prices have not gone up, even though gold and silver value has gone up. So, guys, go to collect45.com. Longtime sponsors of the show. They have been amazing. We appreciate them. Promo code CRISPY. Let's go. Frankie, I think we can roll back on into it.
All right, look at our timing. Crushing it today. We're on in. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here. Now, you guys might have seen this headline, which was pretty interesting. The Jeffrey Epstein of the hip-hop community has been arrested, Diddy. Now, this originally came out that Diddy was involved in, what was it, Frankie? Keep me fresh here. He was involved in sex trafficking.
Human trafficking. I don't think they said specifically sex, but also trafficking of drugs. That's all. That was the investigation into his house. That was the reasons for the raid. So, yeah.
And there was a lot of talk about him doing like the blackmail thing, you know, like Epstein-esque, okay, where like they're taping you and they're putting you in compromised positions, you know, at these very weird sex parties and stuff like that. And I mean, this is big. This is, again, like we talk about like Ryan Routh being an asset. Like, the question is, was Diddy an asset? You know, was he an asset for certain entertainment figures to become captured and ensnarled in a scheme to where then they had to, you know, go with the narrative?
Yeah.
I think that might have been the case. So just like how Epstein eventually got busted because it like becomes too big and then like forces are fighting other forces, I think that's what's going on here with Diddy. Now, he fled the country when this originally happened, right, when they raided his home. But I guess he returned home and he wasn't expecting to get arrested, but they just nabbed him in New York City. Frankie, has anything to add?
Yeah, well, it was definitely sketchy because his plane went to, I forget which Caribbean island, but it's one that you can't extradite. And, you know, the assumption was he took a lot of the, he wasn't on the
Haiti?
Plane.
I'm kidding.
He wasn't on the plane, but they assumed that a lot of the evidence and these recordings may have been shipped on the plane, you know, over into the Caribbean. Likely, but it's just interesting because this entire, basically his whole life in the spotlight, he's covered up all of his stuff through court settlements. So like all of his, like a few of his exes, a few of producers that worked with him, they've all, you know, went to court and said like this man has either, you know, some producers said basically he drugged them multiple times, never paid the money that they were owed for producing an album, and that he put them in very compromising positions where these people would wake up after being drugged in like a bed near a bunch of naked people and they're naked and they don't know what happened. This has happened a lot in the past like 10 years. The problem was it was always settled because he just threw crazy amount of money to these victims. And now it's just gotten to the point where they've leaked all this footage. Like you've seen the hotel footage where he beat the crap out of his ex in the hallway and tried to stop her from leaving the elevator. Like that was a settled lawsuit, but the public has released all this stuff to the point where people can't look away. So he's getting dragged right back in, which is good because this guy has dodged everything for years and years and years. Yeah.
And I'm telling you, he is connected to something bigger. So we're going to keep following this story, but Diddy arrested, it was about time. All right, guys, that's about all the time that we have in the show today. You guys know what we do in this program. We keep it America first. We keep it bold. We always keep it unafraid. And we have tremendous fashion sense, right? I mean, come on, the you know, dark MAGA look today. I'm glad you all love it. I'm glad you all love it. Looking good. This is again from President Trump's campaign. Go donate directly to his campaign. Get yours today. Frankie's going to be rocking it soon, guys. You guys know we're just getting started. We thank you. We love you. We appreciate you. And we'll see you back live tomorrow.